This is Central Time. Earlier this year, a major spider collection with 10,000 specimens was donated to the UW Green Bay. Arachnologist John Casper collected the spiders during his 30-year career at UW Oshkosh. It's the largest collection of spiders in Wisconsin. Michael Draney will be working with the Casper collection at UW Green Bay. He's with us now to talk about it and its significance to research and to the university. He's a professor of biology and chair of the Department of Natural and Applied Sciences at UW Green Bay. Mike, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Well, tell us about this Casper spider collection.
Well, like you said, Casper collected spiders throughout his career, starting in the 1960s when he was a student until his retirement just after the turn of this century. And he sort of kept the collection at home after his retirement. He was sort of working to transfer it to us, and unfortunately he passed away at the end of last year, and so his wife has sort of helped us to bring the collection to UW Green Bay, probably partly because he's good friends with the curator of the museum here. Tom Erdman is the curator of the Richter Museum of Natural History, and also because I'm just about the only spider biologist in the state, and so he figured that you know, the expertise would be useful to curate his collection.
That's got to be exciting for you as a spider researcher. So how are you going to use this collection in your research?
Yeah, it is really exciting. It's valuable for several reasons, partly because he identified a huge number of the specimens, and so we can use those specimens as a reference to identify other things. Also, there's a lot of undetermined material, which I'm excited to look at and see what's there. But probably the most important thing is the historical value of these specimens, because they really represent almost the only spiders that were collected, at least in any numbers, during the 90s, 80s, 70s, and 60s. And so in order to compare what we have today with what used to be in Wisconsin, it's really the most important resource that we have.
Well, I want to take a look at the spiders we encounter in Wisconsin. I understand you're doing research on cellar spiders.
Yeah, that's right. And this is a good example of how we're using this collection, you know, to help us in our research. So I'm doing some work with Joey Kilmer, who's a student at UW Milwaukee, and he's studying these small cellar spiders. It's one species that seems to have become more common this century in Wisconsin. And after confirming what they were, we realized there's a larger species that used to be more common, and we were kind of wondering when did these two species, you know, get to Wisconsin. They were both here, you know, when I got to Wisconsin in, you know, 1999. And so looking back into John Casper's collection, we see that the larger spider has actually been in Wisconsin as long as Casper has been collecting. Since the 1960s, it seems to have always been common. The smaller one that Joey Kilmer is studying, really the first one that we can find was collected by my friend, a high school teacher now, John Dobbins, who was Jack Casper's student in 1989. So the smaller spider seems to have arrived in the late 80s, early 90s, about the same time that the zebra mussel showed up in the Great Lakes.
Interesting. So there are spider invasive species, or is that too strong a phrase to use about the cellar spider?
Yeah, I think it's too strong a word. It's definitely a non-native species.
Okay.
These species are from Europe and Asia. But these two spiders cannot survive outside, certainly not through a Wisconsin winter. So really, they're not really invasive unless you consider they're invading your basement.
Well, and you mentioned surviving through the winter. I understand a lot of spiders, the native ones especially, do survive through the Wisconsin winter. Obviously, I guess they must.
Yes.
How do they do it?
Yeah, it is pretty amazing to think that every single one of them, there's more than 500 species of Wisconsin spiders, and they all have to find a way. And amazingly, you think it might be like surviving in some sort of inactive state, like an egg, but almost all of our spiders, maybe all of them, survive either as an adult spider or as an immature subadult spider. What they do is when the days start to become cool, they begin to produce antifreeze compounds in their blood, and it lowers the freezing point of their blood and their cells so that they don't freeze at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. They might freeze at 25 or 23 degrees Fahrenheit. And so then they can go underneath the snow, maybe underneath leaf litter or in cracks of bark in trees, and they can, it's just warm enough that they can survive. And so freezing is really their big problem. They're not really worried about the cold per se, but freezing is the big problem.
So 500-ish species of spider here in Wisconsin. There are people who are freaked out by all of them. Can you make the case that we shouldn't find spiders creepy? We should find them interesting, fascinating?
Absolutely. I mean, they are definitely a natural part of our environment. They were here in Wisconsin before humans were, and they're good for ecosystems and really for us because they eat all sorts of insects that eat our crops and that, you know, bother us, like mosquitoes. And also, I have to say that most spider species cannot bite humans. Most spider species are very small, and if they're smaller than a couple, maybe a quarter of an inch, then they're too small to really break human skin and bite us. And the ones that are big enough, they can bite, but spiders do not feed on people or attack people. They only bite in self-defense. So if you're not picking a spider up with your bare hands, it's actually quite unlikely. It's a fairly rare event for someone to be bitten by a spider.
Mike, thanks a lot for being with us. Hope to talk to you again about the spiders of Wisconsin.
All right, great talking to you, Rob.
That's Michael Draney, professor of biology, chair of the Department of Natural and Applied Sciences at UW-Green Bay, talking with us about the Casper spider collection donated to the university there earlier this year. Coming up, Governor Scott Walker declared a state of emergency yesterday in 8 northwestern Wisconsin counties after major storm and flooding. We'll get the latest. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time.